Blog Talk Radio.
Good Tuesday evening, everybody, and you are listening to Sports Talk Tuesday. And it is December 1st, 2020. Thank you for tuning in as we take another step closer to the end of 2020. We've made it to December, and I am Eddie the Hat. In studio, we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
And we got some stuff to talk about. And, let's get to it. But first, let me remind everybody that we're brought to you each and every week, Tuesday at 8 o'clock, by sportswagers-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity in a while, or if you've never visited our website, please take a moment to do so. We have affordable plays, and folks, we're hitting with our plays at around 72%. So no inflated numbers, just an old-fashioned work ethic, and we get releases out to you every day. So check us out. sportswagers-selections.com. All right, we had some interesting, well, you know, Hondo, BYU is always near and dear to my heart. Quite a remarkable thing, which to me anyway, they played a team today called USC, not Utah Valley, or what was the other team, Wilmington. They've played nobody. Today they were totally exposed, and we were getting 3.5 points. Now, I think the line dropped to 3, but I don't know where this flood of money came in on BYU. We certainly know it's not Mormon money, but evidently they were well thought of going into this game today.
Boy, and after the end of the first half, when BYU was 1-for-19 from the floor, shot, I believe it was like 18% from three-point range in the first half. And then so SC was up by 12 at halftime, and then the second half was just a total blowout.
Yeah. Can you check and see what the three – they were 3-0 going into today's game. Can you look and check and see what that schedule – entailed, because they looked horrendous, they were slow on the floor. SC just ran them ragged, and brick after brick after brick by BYU, and you can't say that they just had an off day, because USC just took it to them on defense, and that was our play of the day, folks. I don't need to go any further into that, but getting SC in points was an absolute joke. But we took it and we ran like a bandit.
Well, they opened up against Westminster,
okay.
Utah.
All right. Now, all right. Is that even a Division I team? Are they a Division III team?
I don't know. I don't know. I you know, they might be Division III, but BYU had their way with them. Went away to 59. And then they came back the next day on Thanksgiving and played New Orleans.
Okay.
And beat them 86-61. And then
Utah Valley
on Saturday, who they beat 82-60. And today they played a Pac-12 team.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, there's my point, folks. You know, you got to take a look at the opposition, and you know, you look at some of these undefeated teams early in the year, but they haven't played anybody. It's just like their football team. They haven't played anybody in football either. And it's just, it's just unbelievable. They were totally exposed today, but thank you very much for getting the 3 and 3.5, depending on where you did your shopping at.
I thought Westminster was a dog show.
Yeah. Well, it might be. I mean, it was unbelievable to see that. I will say one thing. We were impressed with number 17 Texas today. They did not look good. Well, here's the deal. Davidson, who is not what you would call a real, they got a good team, but Texas figured to have their way with them. Texas was very lucky to get by Davidson on Monday. And they came back and played a decent Indiana team and had their way with them. So Texas is for real. This is a team that's now 3-0, and I am looking forward to them.
First time ever they've made the finals of the Maui Classic,
right.
Maui Invitational. So,
right.
They could be something this year.
Yeah, they look good. They look good. And another team that looks good. Thank God we have them and St. Mary's in the WCC West Coast Conference, because other than that, there's really not much in that conference. We certainly saw that today. But I'll tell you, Gonzaga is a monster.
Gonzaga looks tough so far, boy. They beat Kansas by 12 in their opener, and they're 2-0, and they will – tomorrow night they play, who is it tomorrow night? West Virginia. They play West Virginia and Bob Huggins tomorrow night. So Huggy, and I believe West Virginia is ranked 11th. So that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
And then we got another good game, Baylor number 2 against Illinois number 5. So that'll be another good game.
Yeah, we're trying to see what time these games are going. West Virginia taking on Gonzaga. West Virginia 3-0, Gonzaga 2-0. That game tips at 4 o'clock Pacific. So that will be a good game. Currently Gonzaga is an 8-point favorite, and the number there is 155. So be interesting. I'll tell you, Huggy, there ain't a tougher SOB on the court than that man.
No, he has his stool on the sidelines there, where he sits on the stool because he's not only got some heart problems, but also some back problems.
Yeah, and as the story goes, he, I think it was last year he was coaching a game?
The year before, I believe it was.
Where his heart defibrillator, his heart developed an irregular beat, and the defibrillator went off, and
he went to his knees.
Said that he had felt like he had been kicked by a mule.
Yeah.
And but coached the rest of the game.
Yeah, kind of. A couple of his players tried to get him to go to the locker room and lie down, but he wouldn't do it.
No. He's a tough. You know, he's from that generation where you don't mess with them. We're trying to find out what. The Baylor game is, and I know we're burning time here, but that Utah Valley plays. I don't even know who in the hell this university is. The WSTMUT Westmount, maybe Westmount.
West might be Westmount, but I thought that was a JC. I don't know.
I'm surprised they're not on BYU schedule. Another team, folks, coming out of, I misspoke, because San Francisco, they upset, was it Villanova today?
No, Villanova won today. San Francisco upset, they upset Villanova, but it was, Sunday or Saturday.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to...
the line on Baylor, Illinois is Baylor minus 5.5.
Okay, what time does that tip?
7 p.m.
Okay.
Pacific.
Okay, and so that will be another game to obviously keep tabs of. As far as the men's basketball rankings, we'll go through the top 10 here. Gonzaga 1, Baylor 2, Iowa 3, Wisconsin 4, Illinois 5, Duke 6, Kansas 7, Michigan State 8, Creighton 9, and Houston, ranked 10th, and right below that is West Virginia.
That's four Big Ten teams in the top 10.
Yeah, and I don't see any West Coast Conference teams other than Gonzaga.
No, and I think you might see St. Mary's have kind of an average season this year, so I think Gonzaga might be the only ranked team you'll see from the WCC this year.
Yeah, and they're definitely rebuilding. As far as football goes, we'll talk a little bit about the college football playoff rankings, but Alabama still is 1, Notre Dame 2, Clemson 3, Ohio State 4, Texas A&M 5, Florida 6, Cincinnati 7, Georgia 8, Iowa State 9, Miami 10, Oklahoma 11, and Indiana 12. So any surprises there?
No, top four stayed the same, exact same order. So no really surprises. The big uproar last week was the fact that undefeated BYU was only number 14.
Well, who have they played?
Well, nobody.
I mean, they have to take into consideration strength of schedule. And when you're beating Little Sisters of the Poor, that really isn't, it may look impressive on the scoreboard, 62-3 or, 62-7. But, the strength of your schedule and the competition has to come into play. And I don't know what the hubbubaloo is all over that because they haven't played anybody. They're playing a CIF schedule.
Yeah, they haven't played anybody. And this week they moved up to number 13.
Congratulations. And they've got, I think, and I'm going to say it on the show right now, I think the team to look out for is Cincinnati. If they can move up and I think they're real, 8-0, and they've played a schedule, Cincinnati has.
Yeah, and they, Tulsa, which is ranked, I believe, in the 21, 22.
Tulsa is 20,
24. They're in
24.
The top 10. They play Tulsa twice the rest of the way, probably once in the regular season, and then I think they'll probably play each other in the conference title games. So if they beat them twice, that'll be two wins over a ranked team, something that BYU hasn't done.
No.
So
BYU doesn't know what a ranked opponent is.
So Cincinnati's got an outside chance, not a real great chance, but an outside chance to crack the CFP.
Right, and hats off to the University of Utah, which accepted and played Washington last week. Washington was looking for an opponent, and we had a lot of willy-nillies out there that said, it just doesn't quite fit what we want to do. But Utah stepped up, and Utah almost upset them.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, it was very good, and so anyway, that is the college football rankings as they were announced today. So anyway, you're up to speed with all of that. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have more of Sports Talk Tuesday. Don't go far away. We'll be right back. We're back, and hopefully you are too. And you are listening to Sports Talk Tuesday. I'm Eddie DeHatt in studio. We have Hondo with us, and we'll get to some NFL action. But first, let's talk about college football tomorrow night. And we've got two games tomorrow night, two games on Friday, and then, of course, all the weekend action, which is on Saturday. But let's just kind of look at the games that are upcoming. We have Louisiana Tech taking on North Texas. That kick is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Currently, we have a lot of steam coming in on North Texas. However, Louisiana Tech is still a 1.5-point favorite, and the number is 66. And then finally, Air Force taking on Utah State. And the current number here is Air Force is laying 11, and the number is 51.5. Hondo, I have seen enough of Utah State.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What are you dozing on me?
No, I was grabbing a piece of paper here. It's had some lines on it.
I just said that I've seen enough of Utah State.
Yeah, well, I mean, neither team is exactly a powerhouse. But,
no, but when you got Air Force laying 11.
Yeah, I think Air Force probably deserves to be an 11-point favorite.
Yeah, which is pretty frightening. And then on Thursday night, we have – well, wait a minute here. You know, I miss this is these games that I'm just telling you are going Thursday. I'm sorry. Not tomorrow night. They are Thursday games. And then we've got two games on Friday. And that is Louisiana and Appalachian State. Currently, right now, Appalachian State is laying 2.5 over Louisiana, which is a 50. The number there is 53.5. And then Boise State taking on UNLV, winless UNLV, Boise State, which how in the hell they ever lost to BYU, laying 27 in the hook, and the number is 60.5. Appalachian State is not a rummy anymore, as we heard in the movie on The Longest Yard, where Hondo the Warden was trying to get a team, and the disgraced NFL quarterback said, well, you need a tune-up team. whenever we did it in college, we always scheduled a game with Appalachian State.
Yeah, and I'm sure the alumni from Appalachian State didn't appreciate that line.
Oh, I'm absolutely not.
And don't forget, going back to that BYU-Boise State game, when BYU played Boise State had their third-string quarterback had to play.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So.
I remember that. I remember that game very, very well, unfortunately. All right, so we got that squared up. There are no college football games. It is Thursday and Friday, and I misspoke. I misread the dates wrong.
But there is a pro game tomorrow.
There certainly is, and I don't know if you saw the tweet, or not the tweet, but the post on social media by our mutual friend who said that the game had finally been postponed to 2032? And had a picture of Ben Roethlisberger, who had a gray beard, no hair, and looked like he could have been a starting quarterback for our friends BYU. anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. But the game does go tomorrow, scheduled, and from what I understand, the Ravens are on a flight tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, they practiced today. Supposedly, the game was going to go tonight, tonight at 5 Pacific time. But there's a report that the Ravens would not have been able to practice between the last time they played and tonight, and so it was going to be a wildcat strike, and they were not going to play. So the NFL relented, reportedly, and moved the game back to tomorrow so they could at least have one practice.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I had an email from our mutual friend up north, who's a big horse racing aficionado, wanted to know why this game was played or delayed, postponed, and the Denver Broncos game wasn't with them having all their quarterbacks sidelined.
Well,
that's a good point.
The story is that the NFL wanted to send a message. There were two or three quarterbacks were in a meeting when they were supposed to have masks on, and they weren't wearing their masks. So they were suspended from that game. And I guess the league wanted to send a message that, hey, you guys got to follow the protocols or there's going to be consequences.
Okay, well, then that's fair. Anyway, yeah, that was a good point. And but this game is going. Good luck trying to figure this out. Game kicks at 12:40 Pacific time, a rare Wednesday afternoon football. The number in the game is 42, and the Steelers are laying 10. I have no instincts. I'm going to have to come up with one, obviously. But it would seem to me that Pittsburgh would be able to have their way with Baltimore with the way things have gone for them.
Well, I mean, the Ravens, they're going to be without their top two running backs. They're going to be without Lamar Jackson. So it'll be Griffin who's going to be playing. RG3 will be playing quarterback for the Ravens. I believe they're without one of their top receivers, Willie Snead. So, and I'm not sure how many of the defensive players will be sidelined. But, yeah, they're very shorthanded. So,
I got to tell you, folks, right now, the way I'm leaning, if you're going to get bet on action on that game, I would think that the Steelers are definitely a good buy at laying 10. But how many times have we seen these lines and we scratch our head and say, why isn't it more? And then we're handed a nice dish of crow after.
Yeah. Yep.
But
That's definitely true.
I can't see anyway. That will be now their game. There were some other schedule changes that we can talk about. Pittsburgh is not going to be playing Washington.
They were scheduled to play Washington Sunday.
Sunday.
And now that game has been moved to Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
And then the Ravens in Dallas, which was moved to Monday night, has now been moved to Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
like we talked about last week, folks, if you're planning on betting these games, make sure that you have a pencil and an eraser handy because we're losing a lot of games every week because of COVID. So they're being rescheduled and moved around. So it's going to be an interesting way to spend tomorrow afternoon. But like I said, I don't know. Pittsburgh looks like a really good deal just laying 10. But then again, you know, Baltimore has to win this game too.
Yeah, and, Pittsburgh, knowing that the Ravens are so shorthanded, you know, they could go in and sleepwalk. So, who knows what that game will be.
Yeah, so
it's
anyway,
a tricky game.
And we'll talk about some of the games. We have the game coming up on the 6th, which is Sunday. There is no Thursday game then scheduled this week. Interesting. There's no Thursday. Am I looking at the schedule here right?
Well, let me look here.
I'm looking at the schedule. Everything is on Sunday the 6th of December.
Well, that's definitely possible here. Let me see.
Yeah, with all the movement and everything, they might be.
This is week 12, correct?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Where we get week 13? No Thursday game.
Yeah, no Thursday game, folks. So we just have the college football and college basketball to look forward to on Thursday night. So that will be kind of a light Thursday, but hey, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. Kind of recharge the batteries and see what's going on in college football and then some college hoops.
Good college game going on right now with about 10 minutes left in the game. It's number 7, Kansas 42, number 20, Kentucky 40.
Okay. If you're in Vegas right now and you have an opportunity to, well, what are the, have you seen any lines on the college football, on the college football playoffs, the champion?
I have not, no. I imagine now Alabama's a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not seen any lines, no.
Okay, all right. Looking that way, well, let's do this. How about college basketball? Any teams ranked or unranked that you would maybe take a flyer on to? You know, we've talked about this before. A lot of people don't like spending money and having it sit idle for months, you know, before being able to cash a ticket.
Right.
The problem with futures. But with some of the prices that you get, is there anybody that you've seen that that you would take a flyer on right now if you were in Vegas this weekend?
You know, national title favorites right now, they're showing it. Gonzaga's 8-1, Villanova's 9-1.
Yeah.
Baylor's 10-1. You know, I think Illinois is 15-1. Now, there's a team that's supposedly really good, and they're 15-1 right now. So,
What about Texas?
Texas wasn't up there.
Okay. Well, interesting. You know, two folks, if you're in Vegas and you aren't seeing your team, you know, the school that you went to school with, or, you know, you can always go to the sportsbook manager and see if they'll take money on it. They'll give you a line right there. And if you think it's fair, go ahead and take it.
Trying to get you the college football lines here real quick and see if we can get those before we're off the air. NC2A, here we go. I don't know if those are – no, those aren't playoff lines. Yeah, I don't see any.
Okay, maybe they. I'm sure they're up somewhere, but they're just not.
Unless it's in the. Let's see the futures. Let's see what the.
It would be under the futures, I imagine.
Futures.
No
futures.
While you're looking on that, the Dodgers, MLB's a little bit a ways away. But for you Dodger fans out there, I understand the Arenado deal might be dead.
Yeah, I think the Dodgers, you know, there's a lot of money to take on with Arenado, and they have their own young free agents to worry about. Seager's going to be a free agent at the end of next year. Bellinger's going to be a free agent in 2 years. They already got the major contract with Mookie Betts, so you know, and Kershaw's also, you know, Kershaw's only got one more year left on his deal. So I think the Dodgers' first option is to re-sign Justin Turner for maybe 2 years and an option year because, you know, he's still a productive player, to put it third. But I'd say that the Dodgers' chances of landing Arenado are not very high.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so there you have it. And we know some Dodger fans out there that are going to be happy that Turner might be coming back. And but as we've said many, many, many times, it's a business. You can't have favorites anymore with professional athletes because they don't stick around like they used to in the old days.
Nope, that's for sure.
Sign a contract and then stick with the team their entire career, and those days are gone for good. And unfortunately, so are we for this Tuesday night. Hondo, thank you for joining us this evening.
All righty.
And, folks, don't forget, we're with you every Tuesday night, Sports Talk Tuesday at 8 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Pacific. Cash some bets. Have some great viewing pleasures the next couple of days. There's a lot of hoops going on, college. And then we got, of course, the NFL game tomorrow night, we hope. Till then. Till next time, have a great rest of your Tuesday night.